Hey, good weekend to Think Golf with that winter weather advisory. Good day to get your golf game ready to go when the good weather gets here. And Ron Berman has his 12th annual golf show. Ron, ready to go?
Yeah, we're ready. Hey, there must be a winter storm coming because the sale's coming. I mean, I think out of the 12 years we've had it, I think 10 of them, we've had a snowstorm. So I guess that's okay. We plan on having a full house tomorrow, people showing up and enjoying being inside and doing some shopping for some great deals.
Yeah, not much snow, and that's not going to stop golfers anyway.
No, they'll be coming in. We've got, like I say, we've got six golf shops coming in and a little bit of everything, and the guys are looking forward to being there, and we're looking forward to seeing all the people.
And it's quite a variety, isn't it, Ron? You've got a little bit of everything.
Yeah, you'll find everything. Men's, women's clothing, equipment, golf balls, some shoes. You know, the people that come in early get the best deals, obviously, or the biggest selection. So we're always really crowded right at noon. So show up at noon. Don't show up before because we don't want you outside standing around in the freezing cold.
Yeah, and it's not like you're getting stuff from the 90s. This is probably a lot of stuff just from last year.
Oh, yeah. Everything pretty much is from last year, whether it's spring, summer stuff or just the stuff brand new in the fall. So there's going to be a good selection, and like I say, the guys are looking forward to coming and being part of the action.
Yeah, I can see. Well, Ron Klingerman will be there and Andy Hawley. They'll probably be the first two in line there.
Oh, yeah. Yep, I'm sure. There'll be a few familiar faces, I'm
yeah.
sure, that I've seen over. But we will miss you being there. I know that.
We can almost name them. But Steve will be over there live broadcast noon to 2, and he'll talk to some of the movers and shakers. What clubs are going to be there, Ren?
We have Lansing Country Club, Blythefield, Warwick Hills, ourselves, Barton Hills, and then we just added Kalamazoo Country Club at the beginning of the week. So, and some of those guys, Greg, will probably be there Friday and maybe Saturday morning and be taking off. So make sure people get in Friday or Saturday morning to see all the goods.
Yeah, guess what? The leftover Sunday morning?
Yeah, leftover Sunday morning. And, you know, that's when we kind of clean up, put things away. But we have a few people that stick it out, come back just to see if their item that they were looking for is a little deeper discounted.
Yeah, they like those discounts. And yeah, you're talking some of the stuff, 75%, you can't beat it.
No, not at all. I mean, you know, things that retail at $100, you're getting for, you know, $20. So there's some deals out there and some really nice merchandise, you know, from some great vendors. And, you know, when you have Polo and Peter Millar and then all the club companies, you know that it's quality merchandise.
Yeah, it's all top-notch stuff.
You bet.
Ron, I just happened to turn the golf tournament on last weekend, and I'm watching Patrick Reed in the rough pick up his golf ball. I said, what in the world is going on? You
yeah,
can't pick
you know.
Up a ball. You know, I understand lift clean and cheat when you hit it in the fairway and it's wet, but in the rough, never.
Yeah, that's
ridiculous,
crazy.
Isn't it?
Yeah, that was crazy. And, you know, if you read all the things that I get on a daily basis, you know, from golf, you hear the guys talking about it. And in any event that goes on, there's usually a rules official around or somebody you can call, or you're at least your playing opponent, you know, to bring them over. And you can tell the looks in their faces and how things are going and what's right and what's wrong. But to not do that is really the tough part of this whole situation.
Yeah, he and the rules guy on CBS was, I guess, just trying to make every excuse he could. I know Nance was just dying there listening to him, but they said the ball didn't bounce, and they showed the replay, and obviously the ball hopped up a little bit, and that ball could not have been embedded.
Well, you know, the crazy part of it is, you know, you hear all these things after the fact that there was a gal there, you know, on scene, and he asked her and got the answer that he probably wanted. You know, he said, did my ball bounce? And she said no. Now, she wasn't a rules official, but just a spotter. So there's all kinds of things going around out there.
Yeah.
And it's just crazy that it always ends up being him.
Yeah, it was pretty strange. I said, how can – I was just shocked that he was picking up that ball out of the rough. You couldn't even see the ball.
No. That rough was really nasty, and that whole circumstance is just tough to watch. And you know what people really want to say, and some people just can't.
Yeah, it was a crazy situation. So Ron will get started, tomorrow at noon?
Tomorrow at noon, and we'll be looking forward to seeing everyone. We're going to have seating in the bar area, so you'll be served. The bar will be open, but you can't stand up around the bar for obvious reasons. But we've got plenty of tables set up. People can sit. They'll be served, and we'll be serving like we normally do, some chili and chips and everything else. So it'll be a great afternoon.
Have a great weekend, Ron.
You bet. Thanks for calling.
Take care, buddy. Ron Berman. Country Club of Jackson, again, off and rolling tomorrow, noon to 8, Saturday, noon to 8, and they'll have a little cleanup Sunday morning, 10 to noon, for those last-second items.